If you don't use the cart return, you have no one to blame but yourself when Bobby Carpenter comes for you. Carpenter and Rothman.
Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter. This man had a very solid Ohio State career in the 3 years he suited up in scarlet and gray. Taught Jared everything he knows. And we could use his shooting percentage right about now. He is J.J. Sullinger. He's on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. J.J., welcome back. How you been?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
Great, great. We were doing really well talking about this team. And, you know, as a national title contender not long ago. All right, so in your best estimation, tell Buckeye Nation, how do you go from being number two in the country to being unranked this quickly?
You know what? Honestly, I don't know. But if I had to guess, I would say you just got to strap up your boots and you just got to keep working. The little things matter. I think we're understanding that. We're figuring that out now, probably more than most. The little things matter, and we just got to do the little things to continue to be the team that we know we're capable of.
And so I guess when you look at that, you know, JJ, this team, you know, there's been a lack, and even this is coming from Chris Holtmann, like a lack of, I wouldn't call it, you know, energy, attention to detail, lack of effort, even in the last game. I mean, does that stem from, you know, the preparation side, maybe uncertainty of what's going on? Because you think when you've lost 4 or 5 heading into the Penn State game that all of those things would have been on high alert.
You know what? You're absolutely right, and I don't really know what to pinpoint. I'm not in the locker room. I'm not in the huddle. Watching though, the game of basketball is about reads, and we're just not making the right reads because, for whatever reason, my personal opinion, I think guys are looking over their shoulder, trying not to make mistakes. And when you play like that, you play a step behind, and I think we're just a step behind right now. I think we're young. You know, we got some young guys out there that are logging, you know, significant amount of minutes. I just think the guys got to just play freely, and they got to start having fun again. They're definitely not having fun out there. And it's hard to win basketball games, especially in the Big Ten when you're not having fun.
J.J. Sullinger with us, former Big Ten champion at Ohio State, talking hoops. Their defense, which I thought was going to be a calling card earlier in the season, I thought it would be very difficult for most teams against them. All of a sudden now, teams are lighting them up from three. Is this just, I mean, I don't know how many games you've watched and really examined, but some of these teams are just getting hot. Sometimes they're getting open looks. They were holding teams to under 30%, and now all of a sudden teams are shooting like 40% against them. What is that about, you think? Is that an energy thing? Is that they're getting beat inside, so they're getting lazy on the perimeter? What do you think it is?
It's a number of things. From what I've seen, we've given up a lot of middle penetration. Anytime you give up middle penetration, man, it leads to open baskets on the other end of the floor. Middle penetration being one of them. Another thing, you know, we got to keep them to one shot and one shot only. We got to rebound the basketball. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Honestly, what has to happen is everyone has to check their man. They can't give up straight line drives, and they just got to buckle down and do the necessary things to be successful. That's the bottom line.
And so you mentioned that, you know, JJ, they were playing so well. They played a very difficult non-conference, and some of the traditional blue bloods maybe haven't been as great as they historically have been. But, you know, they played so well, and you know, I think that maybe gave people a little bit of overconfidence. What is the difference like transitioning from non-conference games, even against really good teams, into the Big Ten where people know you and the style of play is different?
Man, you know what? No one scouts better than the Big Ten. I've said that all the time. I'll continue to say it. No team gets prepared. No conference as a whole prepares better than the Big Ten. So, you know, I mean, they know what you eat for breakfast. They know what you – you know, listen to at night before you go to sleep. They know everything about you. So, which, again, I'm harping on it, but that's why the little things are so important. You can't have missed opportunities against teams in the Big Ten. You know, when you play non-conference, you know, you get a scouting report. You see a couple things that guys do. But it's early in the season, and, you know, they haven't seen you two or three times before that. You know what I mean? Like, these guys, these teams know exactly what we want to do. They know exactly how to stop us. They know who they have to stop. Guys got to step up.
Is there a chance when you look at this thing that we were not duped into thinking they were better than they were, but maybe it is that. And I don't know the schedule, and it looks like, you know, there are some teams that certainly aren't what we thought they could be. I mean, when they played North Carolina, North Carolina was the seventh best team in the country according to the rankings. Now they're a sub-500 team. Like, I'm looking at some of the, you know, Cincinnati looks not as big of a win as it was in the beginning of the year. And I'm curious, do you think that's part of it, that maybe our expectations got out of whack based on who we thought they were beating?
I do think that this year is a down year in college basketball as a whole. You know, like you said, the Blue Bloods aren't what they've been in the past. But you know what? I mean, you still got to go out there and play basketball, man. I mean, yeah, some of our wins might not be what they thought they were, but I mean, we blew teams out. Like, we beat good teams. Like, you know, you look at the Penn State game, the first Penn State game. I mean, we destroyed them. Villanova, we destroyed them. You know what I mean? And we were playing different. We were playing totally different basketball. So if we get back to that basketball, it doesn't matter who's in front of us. We have a fighting chance. We just got to get back to playing the way that we were playing at the beginning of the season.
And we're talking to J.J. Selinger, former Ohio State men's basketball player, about this right now. And looking at that, you know, J.J., you didn't start your career here. You started Auburn, correct?
Arkansas.
Yeah. I apologize.
Arkansas.
You know, as a freshman, you know, this Ohio State team relies on a lot of young players. How tough is that for those guys who, you know, started off really hot, then you struggle, you lose 5 of 6, and maybe the game isn't coming to you as easy as it was? How hard is it for those guys versus a veteran player to try to be able to turn and get that back and start playing well again with confidence?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? It's even tougher because you're always – I mean, every freshman with an exception of few have a freshman slump. It's just different. The conference play, the conference grind is just different than, you know, the off-conference games. And so you're going to have a freshman slump anyway. To come along with, you know, losing your last 5 out of 6, that's got to be tough. I personally don't know what that's like. I mean, and my team at Arkansas wasn't very good either, but we didn't lose 5 out of 6. I couldn't even tell you what that's like. I couldn't even tell you what they're thinking. But I have all the confidence in the world in Coach Holtman and staff. To get these guys in the right direction. It might take some time. It might not be this year. But, you know, this group is a good group. Make no mistake about it. This team can play basketball. And we've seen glimpses, and we've even seen, you know, early on in the season, we've seen what they can do. I just think they got to get back to doing it.
You know, it's interesting when you hear it may not be this year. That's a tough one for Buckeye fans to hear, because this was a team that was poised to take the next step. This was a team that we saw this dynamic backcourt coming in. We thought that was the missing piece, and G.J. Carton can do it night in, night out. Then we see some mistakes from some young players, and like Bobby asked you about the confidence level. Like, if you were a player on this team, how does he reach them? Like, what is the best way? I mean, he had a couple guys suspended. You know, when those guys came back, I thought that would be an angry injection of energy for this team. Like, those guys got suspended midseason in a 4-game losing streak. You beat Nebraska, but now we're taking this thing on the road again. You thought that might be a fork in the road for them to kind of show what they're made of. And instead, it was the exact opposite. They got crushed.
Right.
Like, how does he reach them? What is the focus here? Even if you went non-basketball X and O's on us, like, how do you think he reaches this team and rescues this?
He just got to be relatable. You know what I mean? He's got to be the first one and the last one in the locker room. You know, he's got to joke around. He's got to get these guys feeling good about themselves again. You know what I mean? If he harps on, not saying that he does this, I have no idea, but like, if he harps on the things that they're doing wrong, he's just going to lose them. He might lose them forever. You know what I mean? Like, this is a pivotal point, especially in these young guys' careers, where, you know, he's got to be able to show love. It might be tough love, but he's got to be able to show love, and that he can also withstand, you know, some adversity. personally, I just think he needs to ride with DJ. And, you know, I might be stepping out in line or stepping on somebody's toes. But, I mean, this kid, we know this kid can play. We know what this kid can do. And he's going to make mistakes. The game of basketball is too fast to be mistake-free. It's just too fast. And I think he should ride with some of his mistakes, especially in a situation like now where, you know, you've lost 5 out of 6 games. I would just hand him the keys and be like, look, bring us home, take us home, and see what he can do. But, again, that's the reason why I'm driving to a meeting and not preparing for the next game.
Well, I think that this season, for me, and maybe you could speak to this in our final 30 seconds or a minute, I really saw this season being the opposite of what it was. I saw a one senior team in Andre Wesson, and Caleb coming back for sure. He needed to take the next step, drop the weight. Everyone was excited. I saw a young team actually building rather than starting out like a house on fire and beating everyone. And then the second they face adversity, then the inexperience starts to rear its ugly head. I would have preferred, and I'm sure he would have preferred, if this was more of a slow build with a young team rather than we've arrived, and then the first sign of trouble, it's tougher to rescue. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I agree totally. No one saw this coming, especially after the first few games that we had at the beginning of the season. It's tough, you know, but, I mean, we're in this situation. You know what I mean? You can't change it. You can't fix it. You can only just move forward. So, with that being said, there's a lot more basketball left to get this thing turned around. And you know what? As soon as we turn things around, everyone will be screaming and cheering, go Bucks. You know what I mean? But now that we're in the trenches and we're facing adversity and things like that, right now things aren't looking good. But I have all the confidence in the world in these guys, and I know they can turn it around.
All right, well, they'll get a chance. The schedule eases up a little bit on them. Not a ton. They'll get Minnesota, a team that beat them before. They'll get them at home next on Thursday, and then it's at Northwestern, then home against Indiana, another little revenge game there. This is a little 3-game stretch. We'll see what they're made of. JJ, great catching up with you, buddy. Best to your family, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Bye.